Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, where we continue all month to celebrate our 20th year of recording Messianic Minutes.
Yeah, we need a whole month to celebrate 20 years, after all.
We're two Jewish guys. We love Jesus, and we've been doing it for 20 years.
We have been, and we've touched many, many lives. And if you've benefited from Messianic Minutes, we'd love to hear about it. And if you would like, this is a great time to send a tax-deductible gift to Messianic Minutes. And you can do that right through the website. You can email us or send the gift right through messianicminutes.com.
And we want to say a particular hello to our friends listening to us on KSLR down in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, y'all. And for those of you who've been listening, even for a long time, or just a short time, I should say, why not email us with just say something nice about us already. If you say something not nice, don't email that one. But as well as you might just want to consider an anniversary gift, we are a listener-supported program, so let the Lord lead you in that. MessianicMinutes.com is our website.
20 years on the radio. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Messianic Minutes.
And we are in the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, which we are actually eventually going to start talking about pretty soon. But we're still talking about Yom Kippur, which was finished last week. You know, friends, actually almost 2 weeks ago, friends, we want you to know that this Feast of Yom Kippur, which is over,
Day of Atonement,
is the most important time for the average Jew or for any rabbi that you ask. And yet, watch this, because Jesus is right in the middle of it. Well, we already saw that as we explained that there were two goats and the first goat was killed as a sin offering. You know, any of those offerings in ancient Israel, biblically, were about the blood, because God said the blood makes atonement for the soul.
Leviticus 17:11.
And animals are sinless, so their sinless blood atoned for the souls of human beings who are sinful. But the second goat was the scapegoat, and we've already read in Leviticus 16 how God told the high priest to lay his hands on the head of this goat, and the sinless goat took the sin of all Israel, just the nation of Israel, and then was taken away into the wilderness, never to come back again. The goat took the sins away.
Yeah, it took the sins, the transgressions, the iniquities. The goat took the sins of Israel away, took our sins away.
And it had to be done every year, every year, every year at Yom Kippur.
Yeah, and Paul alludes to that. The blood of bulls and of goats and other sacrifices, they availed for a short period of time.
You know, like we believe God wasn't satisfied with the offering of a sinless animal because human beings are the highest order of creation, not animals, but sinful they are, and so not acceptable to God. Until our Messiah, Yeshua, came along, the only sinless human being who ever lived a sinless life, born sinless, lived a sinless life, and when he shed his blood on the cross, he shed it for not just Israel,
but for the whole world, and not just over and over again, but once and for all.
Once and for all. But now look at this. Jesus went to the cross sinless, my friends.
Totally sinless. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for God made him, God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Now, you know what that means, friends? Jesus became the scapegoat. That's what that's all about. See, he knew no sin. He was sinless, just like the animals, but he was a higher order of creation than any animal. And when God sent him to the cross, we believe the Holy Spirit came and laid hands on him, just like the high priest laid hands on the head of the live goat.
He became sin for us, the Bible says.
He took the sin not just of Israel, but of the whole world into his sinless body. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter writes, for he bore our sins in his own body. What does that mean? He became the scapegoat. He took the sin of all humanity into his sinless body and perfected the scapegoat.
He took the sins away.
Friends, there's even more to this we'll get to tomorrow. Meanwhile, check our website, messianicminutes.com.
Yeah, you'll hear the sound of the shofar. You can write to us an email or send a contribution, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob.